Okay, so my name is Devin Dickerson, and I'm 27 years old, and today is, what is today?
March
17th. March 17th, 2019, and today I'm speaking with Sonia, who is 25, and Taylor, who is 28, and they're my friends. And we're recording this not in America. We're recording this in Montreal, Quebec. Yep. So our question is, do you have any favorite religious holidays and what do they mean to you?
Hold it close to you.
Oh, okay. Well, this is Sonia talking.
6 to 8 inches. 6 to 8 inches away. Great.
That seems right. Okay. I think... You can both stop laughing at me for like 15 seconds. Be super cool. Okay. My favorite religious holidays, I think there's two that are kind of tied for me. The one is not Easter, but the day before Easter, where me and my family, we fill up our basket with like traditional Easter food. Oh, right. Sorry, I should clarify what religion I am, which is Ukrainian Catholic. So my dad's side of the family immigrated here in the early 20th century. And then,
here to Canada.
Yeah, here to Canada. To be clear, I am Canadian. And then my mom immigrated here in, you know, 1991, I believe. So being like Ukrainian Catholic was a big part of my life growing up, and I spent a lot of time at church and like doing cultural things, and Ukrainian was my first language and that kind of thing. And there's a tradition in my religion where the day before Easter Sunday, the Saturday, everybody puts their traditional Easter foods into a basket. So it's a lot of like all the things that you can't eat during Lent. So different kinds of meat and eggs and cheese and bread that's made with lots of sugar and honey and eggs and stuff in it, and you cover it over with like a nice embroidered cloth, and you take it to the church and you get all these baskets blessed. And it's a really, you know, important time where everyone is just filling up this entire hall, and you know, there's just like every single family you know is there, and everyone's really excited for Easter the next day. And it's this whole ritualized ceremony that they make out of it, where you put your candle into your special Easter bread and you light it, and then the priest goes around with the altar boys and, you know, everybody sings these traditional Easter songs as he goes around blessing all the food that you will eat for the next day. And then my other favorite one is like kind of weird and morbid, and I don't know if there's an English translation of this, but it's called Zeleny Sviat, which is like, I guess like the green holiday. And it's usually like, it changes year to year, but it usually takes place in May or June. And it's kind of when, you know, the leaves are coming back on the trees and everything has kind of come back to life again, and you decorate the whole church with all these green boughs. And then you go with the priest to the cemetery and you go and visit all the graves of people from your church and in your family who have died, you know, just in living memory, basically. And, you know, we bless the graves and sing these specific songs for it. And it does just sort of feel like it's this nice connection of having, like, you know, the world is kind of coming back to life with springtime, but you're also kind of including the dead in your community in that time.
Aw, I love that. I'm really into that, as you know. Yeah.
I think it's
time to hand it over to Taylor.
Hi, recording. This is Taylor. Yeah, so that to make sure that I'm not from Montreal. I'm from, is this distant enough? Okay.
Oh, I guess I should clarify where I'm from.
Yes, Sonia is.
Is this bad? Is this a bad
No, this is a really bad oral history. I'm not actually from Montreal.
We're
I'm
also all historians.
Yeah, we're all historians. We should really be trying more.
I have this turned the wrong way, maybe. That's fine.
It's
Oh, it is here.
Talking to you.
Oh, I'm right. I was right the first time.
On the phone.
Anyway, so I'm actually from Kitchener, Ontario, and I moved to Montreal last year to go to school at McGill. So I'm also not a Montrealer, but back to Taylor.
Yeah. So I'm from Boston, this Taylor speak, I don't know how mm-hmm. this works. I've read so many oral histories. Why can't I give one? yeah, so I'm from Boston. And, like, I guess the honest answer of, like, what's your favorite religious holiday? Like, the easy one is, like, growing up, it was always Christmas. Because it's, like, you do the most kind of activities around Christmas in at least my household. But as an adult, I started thinking a lot more about theology. so I actually still really like Christmas, but for, like, completely different reasons. Yeah. Because it's, like, I'm super into all of the light and the darkness winter solstice holidays. So this is, yeah, just, like, one of those. The whole Advent. I really like, the seasons that are preparing for big holidays. So, like, Christmas is, like, you have this whole Advent period to, like, prepare yourself. And as we were talking about before that I said I was going to give my answer, I really like the holidays that are kind of this, like, duality between life and death, where it's, like, a holiday that kind of is more somber is followed by a holiday that's, like, very, like, raucous in its celebration. So the two examples are, like, right now it's Lent, so it's, like, Carnival or Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday, which, like, you throw a big party, like, everyone kind of does the thing that you're not supposed to do during Lent. And then you, like, Ash Wednesday is, like, you know, reckoning with our, like, temptations and sins and stuff. And then the other one is Halloween and All Souls Day. So it's, like, Halloween's kind of, like, the fun, like, society upending holiday where you throw a big party and everything's, like, not quite the same socially, and then the next day is, like, you're supposed to more quietly reflect on those who have passed recently. So those are my, like, real obnoxious theologian holiday things. But yeah, Christmas is also great.
But you have that in Christmas too, right? The, like, society upending with, like, traditional caroling.
Yeah, wassailing and such. Yes. Yeah, and I really like we got so into the traditions this year, and it was so much fun. Because, like, as a kid, like, you like Christmas because everyone comes to your house. So, like, my favorite secular holiday is Thanksgiving, because it's the same where you cook a big meal, your whole family comes over, and you, like, get a bunch of attention. Like, I don't know. But this year we got it so into looking at, like, why are we celebrating it this way? And, like, what are some other, like, traditional practices surrounding Christmas? And it is cool to have these, like, religious holidays where, I don't know, we were also talking about how much of an anti-capitalist I am. So it's, like, these holidays that subvert the traditional capitalist social norms I'm really into right now.
Going and screaming and demanding gifts from your employer.
Give us a piggy pudding. We won't go until we get some.
Exactly, yeah. Bring us the figgy pudding.
Bring us the figgy pudding. Yeah, so those are my holidays. Anything else to add?
I think we did it.
All right. Sorry, future historian. We are all three of us in graduate school to be historians. And yeah, so we feel your pain, and we're real sorry for whoever transcribes this in the future. Bye.
Turn it off. Done. That was a really